there is a saying that goes something like, the customer may not always be right, but they are always the customer. Well, in selling, I have a saying, the prospect may not always be right, but are they really a prospect? Hello, this is Walt Gerano with Anthony Cole Training Group. Welcome to this week's Sales Brew, where we ask the question, who's the boss in your sales process? Lots of salespeople are so happy to get in front of a prospect that they sometimes allow them to control the process. Whatever the question the prospect asks, we answer it. Whenever they ask for information, we give it to them. When they want a proposal or quote, we go back to the office and begin to work on it. Who's in charge here? We didn't really focus on how qualified they were, just whether or not we could get in front of them and how quickly can we present a solution. What if they're not really a prospect? Maybe we should find that out first. Before we get happy ears thinking that because they're meeting with us and talking to us that we have a prospect, let's make sure we have some criteria to find out if they really are. Here are four things you need to have a qualified prospect. Number one, do they have a problem, pain, that they're committed to fixing? Number two, do they have the time, money, and other resources to commit to a solution? Number three, do you know their decision-making process, and have you met with all decision-makers prior to agreeing to present? And number four, did the prospect agree to a decision, yes or no, when you present? If you answered yes to all of those, you have a prospect. So what gets in the way? Why do we think the prospect drives the process? Why do we sometimes act like the prospect has the right to make all the rules? Well, if you've been meeting with too many people that don't meet those four criteria, remember these things. One, you have to find out why they took time to meet with you, the why am I here question. Two, you have to be of the mindset that they have to qualify to do business with you. Number three, you have the right to get all the information you need to do the job being asked of you. Number four, you have the right to make decisions that are not popular with others. Remember, don't walk, talk, look, and act like all the other salespeople. And number five, finally, you have the right to walk away from anyone who isn't a prospect. Failure to do so causes you not only to waste a lot of time, it keeps you from attaining your goals and dreams. Remember, no prospect, no problem. Next.